It's time for our Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach, Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart with us. Bartlesville still off this week. They're preparing for a pretty busy week out of the break. Coach, you and I talked about this a little bit following your last game against Bixby, which was all the way back on December the 14th. You'll play five games in 6 days this week, at Jinx on Monday, at Booker T. Washington on Tuesday. That's a guys only game against the number one team of the state. And then you follow that up by playing three games in 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at the ConocoPhillips Arvest Invitational, which of course is at Bruin Fieldhouse. So busy time. You're going to certainly hit the ground running next week.
Oh, definitely. This is it's a player's dream. You get out there and then you have five games in 6 days. So there's not a lot of practice time, which means you have to learn on the fly, from game to game and prepare for that next team, really the day of. And so our guys are excited about it, to get a lot of games in right out of the break. And, obviously prepared this week, and hopefully we can go into next week and have a good showing.
Had a couple 3 weeks off now. If you could kind of run down what the schedule looked like. I know you gave them a few days off for the holiday, but I know that we had talked about working on some offense and trying to get more into the flow with the basketball in your hands. How did you see the break running down for you all?
Yeah, and I think we're doing a little bit better job. I think offensively for us, going back and watching film and showing our kids some things, and we're getting good shots. We just got to make shots. And so, even within our offense, here in the first six games, I thought we've had, a lot of makeable shots, for us. It's just, guys stepping up and knocking them down. So for us, that's just consistency. We got to be more consistent on the offensive end, shooting the basketball and scoring around the rim as well. I think our defense has been really good. And so I'm very proud of that. Hopefully we can continue playing really well defensively next week, and then our offense will kick up.
One guy that I thought was kind of a microcosm of that, especially during that last ball game against Bixby in throwback night, was Jalen Oliver. He's gone through a little bit of a shooting slump the last couple of weeks of games there in early to mid-December, and he did not shoot the ball particularly well against Bixby, but I thought he did a really good job of driving the ball. He got to the free throw line several times. He's obviously a very good free throw shooter, and he was someone that kept being aggressive even though his jump shot wasn't falling against the Spartans.
Yeah, and that's good, and that's the biggest thing for Jalen. The shot's not going in. I talked to him. He has to find other ways to be involved in the game. And against Bixby, did a really good job of driving, getting in the paint, into the free throw line, and obviously he's a really good free throw shooter for us. So, hopefully over this next week, with us playing, some of the games, he can kind of get out of that shooting slump and shoot the ball really well. Reminds me of, obviously the first game against Owosso, he came out and hit, three or four threes in the first half. We need him shooting well. And so, hopefully he's going to be confident moving into this next week, and he'll play well.
And also, I thought a good sign a couple of the other games toward the end of winter break was finding a guy who can really score the ball consistently outside of Jalen and also Ty Odina. Tom Beard knocked down a couple threes for you against both Sand Springs and Bixby. Obviously, Shane's been scoring a little bit more this season, and you've had some games where Holden Bryant's done a really good job down low, and it appears that you're maybe on the verge of working in a couple three, four more guys into the fold that can kind of be consistent, close to double-figure scores.
Yeah, it makes us more versatile. We have other guys that can step up and play well. Think about, I think it's East Central. Shane had a really good game, at the Brooklyn Arrow Tournament, and he's played well this year so far. Obviously pushing the basketball, getting in the paint. He's made a few threes from the outside. I think Holden, we talk about Holden doing his job and then rebounding the basketball, getting second chance points for us in the paint, as well as being a presence defensively. And then, Tom's really worked on his shot as well. And so, he has to be a threat. We can't have him out there. Obviously, he's our best defender, but, we got to make sure that the other team also respects, his shot and guards him as well, because that only helps Jalen, helps Tyo, and the others get to the paint and score. So, very proud, and hopefully those guys can continue to play well for us. And I think next week will be a big test for us, and they play well, and it'll help us out.
Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart play a Jinx team, number 10 in the state, 7-1 on Monday. Booker T. Washington, the number one team in the state this year, they're 7-1 as well, and then three games over 3 days in the ConocoPhillips Arvest. So busy and tough week. Coach, appreciate it. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.